For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. He was a warrior who became a politician and, for many, an American hero. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain has died at age 81. He'd recently stopped treatment for brain cancer. He once said he has no regrets and held no grudges.
If I took offense at everybody who has said something about me or disparaged me or something like that, life is too short. You've got to move on.
At a reception honoring McCain earlier this year, Democrat Chuck Schumer paid tribute.
These are the things I think of when I think of John McCain. I think of his steadfastness, which could also be called stubbornness, his biting sense of humor, which could also be called cantankerousness. And I think of his principle, his unyielding faith in America's values, which cannot be called any other thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
President Trump is not happy with his attorney general. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
People would say, oh, but you appointed Jeff Sessions. I said, I did.
President Trump goes after Attorney General Jeff Sessions. During a wide-ranging interview on Fox and Friends, he tells co-host Ainsley Earhart, Sessions has not taken control of the Justice Department.
But I really feel, as long as this is going out, I don't have to do this, but I will stay uninvolved, and maybe that's the best thing to do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Pope Francis is in Ireland. He's meeting with victims of sexual scandal during his two-day stay. Irish abuse survivor Marie Collins says she wants action, not just words of regret and condemnation.
The church has fallen over a cliff. Its moral authority is completely destroyed. Respect for the church, trust in the church. People don't look for guidance to the church anymore.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump lashed out at foes during an appearance in Ohio. More from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Very little mention of the Russia investigation or the recent legal matters affecting several members of his inner circle at a rally in Ohio Friday night, but President Donald Trump did briefly touch on what he believes to be corruption at the FBI.
What a group. Comey, lies and leaks. He's a liar and he's a leaker.
The president also took a slap at Democrats, including the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer.
They're going so far left, and they're being dragged left. I knew Schumer when he was like somebody you could talk to. But he's been brought so far left, he's not even rational anymore.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The outspoken liberal host of the HBO program Real Time makes a real big donation, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Saying he wants to see Democrats take back control of the U.S. Senate, HBO host Bill Maher has donated $1 million to Senate Majority PAC, a political action committee that's dedicated to supporting Democrats running for the Senate. While Democrats appear positioned to possibly take the House back in November, with recent polling showing the party leading on the generic ballot from 4 to 11 points, in the Senate, where Maher's reported focus is, Republicans still appear to be in a very strong position to maintain their majority. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.